Malta's 12 points go to United Kingdom.
United Kingdom 12 points. The Royal Benin.
So every time I go there, I'm accosted by German commentators who say things like,
if you don't like the Eurovision Song Contest, why do you do it?
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
That's the motto of the show, and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. My name is Kieran Tutty, your host for the next hour of European music in your ear holes. Yes, every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. Oh, it's going to be a grand old show. Stick around, join us on Facebook and Twitter, because it's going to be one hell of a party on Sunday the 3rd of July.
Right. 'Cause I can't wait for tomorrow to say the things I want to say. Your smile will always lead my way. I can't wait, I'm coming soon. I just want to see your face again.
Yeah. hopes and the fears all that was meant to be. This is my life, what will be, this is my life.
Um lífsgleðina sjálfa í brjósti þér og láttu heyra að þú eigin lítri gleði hús.
Kosti lítið lag sem gæti gripið mig og hver sem er.
Þú leggur ekki inn í gleði bankan tóman blús.
Well, the Icelanders love their Eurovision entries, and that proved it in that reaction there. A medley there of random Eurovision entries from the beautiful island in the North Atlantic. And, wow, yes, what a great show that was. Songs for Kipnin and their national final from 2016 and a medley on their 30th anniversary of entering the Eurovision Song Contest, because they debuted on my year of birth in 1986, a few days before I was born, and I have a strong connection to the Icelandic nation, in Eurovision terms at least, but also it's just an absolutely beautiful country. Oh, spectacular. You get some really reasonable flights from here in the United Kingdom, at least, that's for sure. There's a new low-cost Icelandic air carrier called WOW, W-O-W. That's really lovely. Website to and airline to check out. Also, EasyJet do really cheap flights from Luton, and of course you got the Icelandair from Heathrow and Gatwick. So do go to Iceland. I can't stress it enough. It's a beautiful country. Yes, you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tutty, with you every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, our Twitter handle, if you want to follow the show, is at ESC Showcase, and also you can like our Facebook page and follow us from there, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just go to your Facebook search engine and type in the Eurovision Showcase. Now, an entry which wasn't in the melody there and is one of my favourite Icelandic entries, which all of them are practically, I mean, let's be honest, but this one doesn't get enough airplay, which is quite a shame, and I really want to play it for you now. Should have qualified in 2007, and it really deserved to be there in the grand final. It's from Erika Hukalason, who represented Iceland in 2007, also Norway in 1991, and Iceland on the debut entry in 1986. Yes, it's Erika Hukalason with Valentine Lost.
I let the music play while love lies softly bleeding in heavy hands on shadow land. As thunder clouds roll in, sunset is receding. No summer wine, no Valentine. The tiger trapped inside a cage, an actor on an empty stage. Come see the show. Rock and roll can heal you. and jungles burn to embers. Gold autumn days must fade to grey. There is a reason why a hunted man remembers one frozen night, his darkest day. A tiger trapped
I'm
This song is so underrated. It's Italy 1978. It's Richie e Poveri with Questo Amore, This Love. That came 12th for Italy at the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest with only 53 points, just behind the United Kingdom entry that year from Coco with the Bad Old Days. That came 11th with 61 points. But Quest'Amore from Richie and Poveri is a beautiful, beautiful entry. I love it. It's one of my favourites of 1978, and it has a special place in my heart. Right, enough soppy stuff now. We're going to go over to the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, this was a contest that was held in the Oslo Spectrum in Norway, of course. And it was, the final was on my birthday on the 18th of May, 1996. So I would have been 10 at the time. And it was hosted by Ingvild Brun and Morten Harket. Morten Harket from A-ha fame. Yes, the lead singer. He hosted the contest then. He didn't do the voting, though. Ingvild did that, too. But it was a bit of a mess of a contest, to be perfectly honest, because they wanted numerous countries could be eligible for it. There was a pre-contest via a telephone. I think it was pre-qualifying round. And the television company in Norway, I believe, were the ones who did the pickings, basically, the countries that weren't going to go to the contest, right? And a couple of them were quite shocking to find out, actually, who were the ones who weren't going to go. So Denmark weren't going to go through, neither was Macedonia, Germany... Yeah, Germany, Hungary, Israel, Romania, and Russia. And those entries we're going to be playing in the fullest of time. We'll play one of them a little bit later on in the show. But first up, we're going to hear one of the ones that qualified through that. And it was one of the ones in the pre-contest that they had that came 19th out of the 29 entries to go through the pre-qualifying round. But when it came to the actual Eurovision Song Contest, it came fourth. It really did. And it did really quite well. And it's a really good song. It's from Malia Bagdalan. And it's called Sveta Ljubav, Croatia, 1996.
Ja ti priznaj sve glupo, sad meste me. I dok zlatna kiša pada na grad, tko zna gdje si ti sad. Ej, 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 moja ljubav si ti. Ovo je vrijeme bez milosti. Ti si divlja. Sunce moru putuje, moja
Hello, this is Daobob from the Netherlands.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Serbia Montenegro 2005 there. Wow, it's a bit of a powerful song there, wasn't it? That was No Name with Svarka Moja. Ah, wow, have you got your eardrums still intact? Coming up very shortly is Rob's random request and the live and kicking, but it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 3rd of July, 2016. Now, the cities of Kiev, Dnipro, and also Lviv have formally put bids to NTU, the Ukrainian national broadcaster, to host the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, cities wishing to host next year's contest will have until July the 8th. Yes, July the 8th, so that's Friday, to submit their bids to NTU. So stay tuned next week to find out what's going on with that. Now, SVT in Sweden have made a call for submissions for Melodifestivalen 2017, with the submissions window opening on September the 1st. Now, a total of 28 songs will once again be participating in Melody Festival, and with one going on to represent Sweden at the 62nd Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, yes. Now, Greek singer Dimi has had talks with Greek broadcasters to represent Greece at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest and try and turn around the latest woes in Greece's Eurovision history. Certainly this year they did not qualify to the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, RTL in Luxembourg have stated that they don't have any plans to return to Eurovision next year and cite the fact that small countries in the Eurovision Song Contest have struggled to score. And I think basically the Luxembourgish basically said that because they're on such a high, they don't want to ruin it. And who could blame them after winning Eurovision five times? Or is it four times? I can't remember. My bad. And finally, Bianca, who was in the UK National Final 2016, has auditioned for the X Factor this year. And that's your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We're on a schooner off the coast of Newfoundland, where we hope to see something incredible. Oh, and there they are now, noble and majestic. Look, Canadian fans of Eurovision.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada Podcasts, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
Pushing through the storm clouds, but every time I reach out, my fingers burn. I never learn. I've been carrying a concrete heart.
Bianca with Shine a Little Light on Me. That was from the UK Eurovision National Final 2016. Co-written by Leona Lewis. Ooh, yes, indeed. And Bianca does sound a little bit like her too, as well. Ooh, now, what do you think? Do you think Bianca would have been any better than Joe and Jake in delivering a better result in Stockholm for the Eurovision Song Contest 2016? Do let us know. Remember, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Eurovision Song Contest Showcase, basically. Yeah. And also liking our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Okay. Now, it's time for, slightly later than usual,
Rob's Random Requests.
Yes, and this is the part of the show, guys, which my other half gets to pick a country at a random and a year at a random. We glue them together and find out what Eurovision Song Contest entry we play randomly on this week's episode. So, we're heading over to the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest, and it's the German entry. Yes, it's from Alex Swings, Oscar Sings. And remember on the stage, they had the amazing Dieter von Teese on stage, and she showed a bit of class there on stage, considering what Alex was wearing. Sorry, Oscar was wearing on his... he's wearing a sequin trousers. They're really sparkly. That looks fantastic. But I do absolutely love this song. Sadly, it only came 20th with 35 points. It's typical for me, picking an entry that doesn't usually do well as one of my favourites. But it's great. Again, it's great, it's great, it's great. Germany 2009, Rob's Random Request is Alex Swings, Oscar Sings, and it's Miss Kiss, Bang Bang.
Hey, Miss Kiss, let us dance.
Mrs. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, she's not a fool. Extraordinary and oh so cool. When I feel the touch of her sweet lips, I know this is a devil's kiss. She sets my soul on fire with no return. Ooh baby, just burn, burn, burn. And I think we're like Mr. and Mrs. Right. So I'll give you my heart tonight. Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, come let us sing. Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, now of fire. Imagination feeds my hungry heart. Give me your love before we part. And I'm on the way of no return. Ooh baby, just burn, burn, burn. And I think we're like Mr. and Mrs. Right. So I'll give you my heart tonight. Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, come let us sing. Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, now shake your sweet, sweet, sexy thing. Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, come let us sing.
Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang.
Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, now let us swing.
Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang.
You are my queen and I'm your king.
Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Miss Kiss, Kiss, Bang.
Shake your sweet, sweet thing.
Miss Kiss.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Gilead Bill with Hello World, or in Hebrew it's called Shalom Alom. That was the Israeli entry for the 96 Eurovision Song Contest, which did not qualify from that pre-contest round, which was all a bit weird and nobody understood anything or everything that was happening. I mean, only something like that could think that Germany could not qualify to the Eurovision Song Contest and the potential audience. As Terry Wogan said live at the start of the contest, you know, an audience of possibly 15 million people. It's ridiculous to just shun them away. But the year after, the Big Five was created. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames and messieurs, it's time for this. Yes, this is a part of the show, Live and Kicking, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And this week, we are listening to the 1989 Danish entry. Yes, from the famous and every Eurovision fan's favourite, Birte Kjær, with the song Vi maler børnrød, which means we paint the town red. Okay, Birtiker, Denmark, 1989, from Lausanne, Switzerland.
Synes du alt er gråt i gråt? Ja, jeg kender jo turen. Det er klart, du ved det godt. Men glem det et sekund. Lad det fordufte i det blå. Grib din egen palet, for nu skal vi lægge farverne på. Vi maler byen rød og himlen hvid af stjerneskær. Det er vores sidste vår. En ekstra farve glas. Farvet ingen med der sker. Så er du ikke på øje, på glæder andre ser. Men du må låne mine et par timer, hvis du vil. Tag og se dig omkring, luk øjnene op, spring ud af der til. Vi maler byen rød og himlen hvid af stjerneskær. Det er vores feste for en ekstra farve glans.
Anybody got a hand to hold? Anybody warm? I'm feeling cold. Anybody want to hear the reason why? Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Romantic fool. Rules are rules in love and war. You knew just what they were, but you wouldn't see. And now he's gone, wondering was in his mind, it wasn't meant to be. Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Anybody got a hand to hold? Anybody warm, I'm feeling cold. Anybody want to hear the reason why? Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? It's clearer now. How could I have missed the signs? Not read between the lines. I should have known. I'll know again when thinking I am but the only one. Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Anybody got a hand to hold? Anybody anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Was it just a game? Thought you felt the same as I did. Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Anybody got a hand to hold? Anybody warm, I'm feeling cold? Anybody want to hear the reason why? Anybody got a shoulder I could? Anybody got a shoulder I could? Anybody got a shoulder I could cry?
What a beautiful song that is. That is Cat Mahan with Anybody Got a Shoulder. The Irish National Final, second place, 2015. An amazing, beautiful song. Really almost brings me to tears every time I hear that song. It's so beautiful, so sincere, and beautifully sung. And personally, I think that should have gone to Vienna rather than Molly Sterling. But there we are. That's my opinion, and my opinion only, not the opinion of Forest FM, just to point that out. Right, okay, final song comes from the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest. It's one of my faves. It's from the Netherlands, and it's from a lovely lady called Bernadette. And this is the song Sing Me a Song, Netherlands, 1983.
Sing me a song, some clay shall fall, blues melody fall, kindred leeches must.
Yes, that's it for this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I have been Kieran Tuttiot. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to keep in contact with the show, follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, or facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. If you've missed any of our previous shows, then you can download them as a podcast from iTunes or any podcast app. Just search for The Eurovision Showcase and you will find us. So take care of yourselves. Allez-vous, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.